Under the No Child Left Behind Act, the federal government has given states a deadline. By 2006, all teachers must be highly qualified in the subject and grade level they teach. States are already moving to meet that deadline. In Pennsylvania, for example, there's a new plan to recertify veteran teachers. But as NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports, it's not clear that everyone agrees on just what highly qualified means.
The plan targets three groups of teachers: middle school teachers, teachers who may be certified to work with kids in alternative schools or with disabled students but are not certified to teach math, science, or history, and teachers like the ones meeting tonight in Gettysburg to talk about the state's plan. These are veteran educators who've been trained to teach immigrant children who don't know English, the fastest growing population in Pennsylvania.
You know, we've been having situations in school districts where they're not sure what needs to be done for our English language learners.
Tonight, Francine Dutrasek, director of staff development with the migrant education program based here, touches on a familiar theme: the lack of support for English as second language or ESL teachers. Dutrasek's boss, Susan Benchoff, oversees ESL services for migrant families in 30 counties in rural South Central Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania is not adequately preparing teachers to deal with English language learners.
Pennsylvania is not alone. According to the U.S. Education Department, 43% of the nation's ESL teachers are not adequately trained to teach non-English speaking children. And even if they are qualified, ESL teachers are trained to help students make the transition to English-only classes. Math, science, or history instruction is left up to regular teachers who are certified to teach those subjects. But because non-English-speaking students often spend most of their time with an ESL teacher, they get little or no exposure to a full curriculum in any language. That's why ESL students have done so poorly, says Ethan Cancel with the Pennsylvania Department of Education.
The research shows us that for any student to do well, they need to be exposed to a rich curriculum. They need to be taught by a teacher who has deep content knowledge.
To achieve that, Pennsylvania is now offering the Bridge Certificate, a 3-year program that's supposed to help them become highly qualified.
I don't believe so, no.
Again, Susan Benchoff, Director of Migrant Education in South Central Pennsylvania.
I think the Bridge Certificate is an alternative that flies in the face of the spirit of No Child Left Behind.
It's bad enough that Pennsylvania is the only state in the country that does not fully certify ESL teachers, says Benchoff. Now, teachers will only need 1 year's experience and a satisfactory rating to qualify for the Bridge program. And some won't even have to take any new college courses to get through the program. In short, says Benchoff, Pennsylvania has created a bogus program. Every state is struggling with this whole question of what a highly qualified teacher is. The No Child Left Behind Act allows states to define this for themselves, which is why there's so much ambiguity. ESL teachers, for example, fall into a gray area. Kathleen Leos is with the U.S. Department of Education.
According to the law itself, teaching language acquisition, English, is not, by Congress, considered a core academic area. It's an area that they didn't address.
That has allowed Pennsylvania to be in full compliance with the letter of the law. But many groups, including immigrant parents, fear that some school districts in Pennsylvania will continue to assign poorly prepared ESL teachers who will now be labeled highly qualified only because they've enrolled in the state's Bridge program.
Es algo terrible. Deberían de tener esa formación.
It's terrible, says Jorge Perez Rico, a parent in Gettysburg. All teachers should be trained and qualified to teach our children. Instead, Rico says, the English instruction they receive is not nearly enough for them to catch up. They get frustrated, then they drop out. Instead of putting the burden exclusively on ESL teachers, some say there may be a better idea, which would require all teachers to learn how to teach non-English speaking children before they're designated highly qualified. But for that to be a federal mandate, Congress would have to go back and change the law. Thus far, only one state, Arizona, has done it on its own. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.